Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Today, we have a very special guest that's joining us all the way from Ghana by way of Nigeria. We're going to be speaking with recording artist Roy George, not only about his love of music, but also you're going to be able to hear his brand new single, Sex or Love. We're going to talk to Roy about his love of music, what it's been like for him to share it literally with the world, as well as let you all know how you can stay connected with Roy. Roy, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Roy, you know, I'm really excited to be able to speak with you. I should say you are also a brand new artist of Real Deal Entertainment out of the United States. So congratulations to you for working with Stanley Clark.
Yeah.
You know, but Roy, what has it been like for you to not only love music, but to be able to do music that people can hear?
Okay. The thing is, love for music started way back, like, I think when I was 12, I used to listen to a lot of great artists like Michael Jackson and all that. So I really fell in love with R&B a long time ago. So the thing is, for doing R&B for me, it's not one specific for Jack, because it's what I've learned way back, and it's been great so far doing music. It's great, but people appreciate your music, your kind of music, and they still want to hear more from you.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, what's so great about it, Roy, I noticed even on Facebook, because you're on Facebook and Twitter like the rest of us, you're able to hear from people about, you know, how much they enjoy your music. How does that make you feel to know that you have people that are loving what you're doing?
Okay, it feels really great when people appreciate your hard work, because I recorded a song in the first day is not one interesting, because you might have people who love it or who hate it, but when you hear positive response, like some people hit me up on Twitter, like my direct message on Facebook, they'd be like, wow, you really did that song, Sex and Love. I've never heard such titles before, and the way you put it in there. So it's really great hearing them say positive things about the music. So I feel excited.
Yeah. Well, as I mentioned, you're joining us today from Ghana, and, you know, you have been able to share your music with the world thanks to the Internet.
Yeah.
Do you think the Internet has been the key for you, Roy, in being able to reach people outside of Africa?
Yeah, that's true. The Internet has contributed so much to it, because if not for the Internet, I'm not sure I'm going to be a Real Deal Entertainment today, because somehow, my promoting my song on Facebook, on Twitter, and I'm crying with, like, wow, I love this song and all that. So it's contributed a whole lot to my promotion, like, great music. But I think the Internet has done a whole lot.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know that our listeners can definitely understand that, Roy, because, you know, the Internet has done so much in bringing people together. You know, Roy, could you have imagined that you would have people around the world that would like the music that you did?
Sorry, I didn't get it. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I was just saying, you know, could you have thought that you would have people around the world that liked music that you did?
Yeah, that's right. Why not?
Yeah. And I think that is the amazing thing about it, you know, is for you to be where you are, but then to be able to literally touch the world. I think that's the great thing. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live, I'm speaking today exclusively with recording artist Roy George. He's joining us live today from Ghana by way of Nigeria, talking with us about his love of music. You're going to be able to hear Roy's single, Sex or Love, here a little bit later. Roy, I want to ask you about, you know, what people around you are saying. What are your family saying about the music and the way that people are responding to it?
Okay. First of all, my family has really contributed a whole lot in my music, right from when I started doing music. You know, especially my mom. Sometimes I want to go to the studio, I just hit up, I'll be like, hey, mom, I need to go to a song. She'd be like, oh, boy, I believe in you. So you're hearing positive things from your family and friends out here, because first, the day I recorded Sex and Love, I was actually in the studio with a lot of Ghanaian artists, like just big names. And when I went to the studio that day, I was like, clearly this day I really need to do something like Sex and Love. So the producer was like, wow, nice name, Sex and Love. So when I finished recording, everybody was like, wow. So you hearing all these things from people around you, it makes you feel good.
Right.
Your family, your friends, and all that. Yeah. So it makes you feel really good.
Well, I know you have to be proud. Well, for those who have not had a chance to hear it, here it is exclusively here on Conversations Live. Here is Roy George with Sex or Love. We'll be back with more of our conversations with Roy right after this. Stay with us.
When I get next, know my name, they call me. They call me beast. When I'm peace, I'm not ease. Say, I ain't got time to play with ya. I'm not make your strip picture. Just keep picking up bullshit. You been spending that all night. I guess it's time to prove it. It's a sex alike. Got me on the beat, girl, you know that it is remix time. We're back, and I know you know me. What kind of deal? Now you scream in my room, and I make your trees to three. So you can number famous. Triple slam, I make you go. So baby, let your feelings show.
Again, Roy is joining us today live from Ghana by way of Nigeria to talk to us about his love of music and what it's been like for him to share it with all of you. So, Roy, what does it feel like to hear your song on the radio?
Yeah, I was feeling pretty excited. Like, when it came out, I was like, wow, yeah, this is great. Thank you so much. It feels great. It feels really great.
Well, look, we thank Stanley Clark of Real Deal Entertainment for bringing you to our attention. We're glad to be able to introduce you to more people around the world. You know, Roy, as I mentioned earlier, I mean, the single is one that I think people will really enjoy. And, you know, I think what's so great about it is it really shows the universal power of music, that music, no matter where you're coming from, can really touch you. So I've noticed, Roy, online that you have the single available for free download. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. On Hawkshare.com. So it's Roy George Official together, just Roy George Official. So, and on my Facebook too, I still have it. And on Twitter, so whichever way, you can just go. It will lead you from my Facebook page, it will lead you to Hawkshare.com. From my Twitter page, it will lead you to Hawkshare.com.
All right.
So you can go download it.
Okay. So make sure you guys are taking advantage of that opportunity. And if you don't mind, Roy, give them out the Twitter so they can – how can they find you on Twitter?
Okay. On Twitter, you can find me at I am V Vitero. At I am Vitero. And the Vitero is – okay. At I am V double E K T E R O V double E K. T-E-R-O, Zitero. That's my Twitter handle. And on Facebook, it's Roy George. On Instagram, it is roy.george. Okay. Whichever one, yes, you're at me.
Okay, so make sure you guys are staying connected with Roy. Again, as he mentioned, you can get the single right now for free through Huckshare.com. You know, all you have to do is look for Roy George Official. But the link is available on his Facebook and Twitter pages. So make sure you guys are looking for him there. And again, if you missed it, as far as how to find him on Twitter, it's at IamVeekTero. That's where you guys can find him on Twitter. So make sure you guys are staying connected with Roy. I tagged him on our page to make it easy for you guys to be able to find him there. And then make sure you're looking for him also. Roy George is where you guys can find him on Facebook. So make sure you're staying connected with him as well. You know, Roy, thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to share your music. And we're looking forward to staying connected with you.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you, Ed.
Hey, we thank you. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. If you came in late and missed part of the show, thanks to our online friends, you guys can catch the podcast right after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's Conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the links are already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. I've already tagged Roy on both places to make it easy for you guys to find him, so make sure you guys are connecting with him there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.